Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Shkalim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrat and Reziva Kagon, B'Karav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us, Mitzarfim Shkalim and Darkoinos, Mipnei Masvei Derech. We're allowed to combine Shkalim into Darkoinos, which is a coin of a larger denomination, because of the Masvei Derech. Now what does this mean? So often a Shliach was sent from a city or a town as their messenger to bring everyone's shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. Now that's quite a load to carry if he's going to be taking individual coins. Therefore the Mishnah says, he's allowed to exchange the individual coins for gold coins of larger denomination in order to make it easier for him to carry. The Mishnah now inserts something that we're really going to be talking about in a later Mishnah, Kishem Shahayu Shofers B'Mikdash, Kachayu Shofers B'Medina. The same way there was Shofers in the Mikdash, there was also Shofers in the Medina. Now what does that mean? In the Mikdash, the boxes one would place their shekel into was shaped like a shofar, wide on the bottom and narrow on top with a curve, and this prevented people from putting their hands inside and taking out money. So the boxes that were placed in the Medina for people to put their shekelim into were shaped like that as well. Now a few points before we continue. Number one, as a general rule, a person hasn't fulfilled their chiyuv machzah shekel until it makes its way to its designated spot in the Beis HaMikdash. Number two, as we learned, on the first of Nisan, the first batch of new shekelim was removed from where they were deposited in order to be used to purchase karbonis. And this is called the truma. And we're going to be seeing this term not only in this Mishnah, but in the later Mishnahs as well. Now literally this means the lifting, as in taking the coins and putting them in the box from which they're going to be taken when buying animals. Now when this truma is taken, it covers people that either haven't yet given their machzah shekel or that have sent it with the shliach, but the shliach hasn't arrived at the Beis HaMikdash yet. So the Mishnah tells us, B'nei Ir Sheshilchu Es Shekleihen, the people of a city that sent their machzah shekel with this messenger that we mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah. But then what happened? V'nignavu Asha'avdu. They were either stolen from him or he lost them. And in either of these situations, he's not chayiv to pay out of his own pocket, but he does have to make a shvuah so that he doesn't have to pay. Now, who does he make a shvuah to? So in this Ramah Truma, if the Truma was already taken and then they were lost or stolen, so that means that all the shkalim that he had in his possession were already considered belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, Nishbarim LeGizbarim. He swears to the Gizbarim, to the Gabayim of the Beis HaMikdash. And then everyone from the city is considered to have given their shekel, and this would be the Beis HaMikdash's loss. Bavim Lav, if not, meaning if the truma wasn't yet taken and they were stolen or lost, so then Nishbayin Livnei Ha'ir, this messenger swears to the people of the city, and Ubnei Ha'ir Shekel Tachtein, the people of the city now have to give a new machzah shekel. And that's because we just said it's not considered like they gave their machzah shekel until it makes its way to the Beis HaMikdash. Nimtzu, let's say they were found, Oshech Zirim HaGanavim, or the Ganavim returned them, so Eil Ve'ilu Shekalim, both of them are considered Shekalim, meaning the ones that they had originally given and the new ones, Ve'ein Oyon Lahem L'Shana Aba, and they cannot use that for next year's shekel. Moving on to Mishnah Beis. Hanoisin Shekel L'Chaveroi L'Shekal Yadai. Someone that gave his Machzah Shekel to his friend, for his friend to give it to the Beis HaMikdash for him, but Ushkal Yadai Atzmai, this fellow took his friend's machzah shekel, and he gave it as his own machzah shekel. So im nisra truma, if by the time he took his friend's shekel and gave it as his own, this truma was already taken, ma'al, so he's ivar me'ila. What's me'ila? That's when a person takes something belonging to Hektish, and he misappropriates it, he uses it for himself. Why is that? Because as we said, once the truma was taken, that covers any shekel that wasn't yet given or was on its way. That means that any shekel that wasn't yet given or on its way is considered to be Hektish. What this person in essence did was take Hektish and use it for himself, and therefore he's over me'ila. Another scenario, Hashaykel Shekel Yomai's Hektish. Let's say someone pays his Machzah Shekel with money that was really Hektish money. So im nisra truma v'karva behema, if the truma was already separated and an animal was brought with that money, mal, he's ivar me'ila. Now this additional phrase of v'karva habehema also applies to the previous case, and the reason why we have to add it on is because a person is not ivar me'ila until something comes of his money. And if all he did was take this money and deposit it in the Hektish box, his money hasn't yet been used. So he's not ivar me'ila until it's used, meaning until an animal's purchased with it and that animal's brought as a karbon. Now let's say midmei ma'aser sheni, midmei shvias, he used money that's really Master Shani money, or money that has Kedusha Shvias for his Machzah Shekel, Yechel Kenegdon, so then he just has to eat an amount corresponding to that money. So he gave a Machzah Shekel, he has to take a different Machzah Shekel and treat that as Maaser Shani, or treat it with Kedusha Shvias. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Daled. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.